Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there, everybody. Good morning, good evening, and also good afternoon, depending on your time zone. You are tuned to WNCL, blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host, Ms. Computer Lady. Thank you very much for tuning in. Glad that you are here, and also glad that it is a beautiful day where I am, and also a wonderful moment we are about to experience. Former BTR host, fellow BTR diva, and current and upcoming author, Miss Crystal Junkins, is about to be in the building in a few minutes. But before she comes, I want to say thank you again, number one. Number two, for supporting the Miss Computer Lady Show with the past shows. Thank you again so much. Also, in the future, upcoming shows. Yes, I've been mentioning about DJ Big Trav. Still need to schedule that. I was trying to, had some difficulties, but we'll be scheduling it soon. Make sure you check Miss Computer Lady on iTunes, Podomatic, the Facebook page of the Miss Computer Lady Show, the Miss Computer Lady Group, Podomatic, the Spreaker, and yes, Miss Computer Lady, believe it or not, does have an Instagram. Need to bring that back into activity. It's been a little bit, but I am so glad, and we're going to wing this interview. I had been saying before to a lot of people, those of you who have stuck with me with the Miss Computer Lady Show, I thank you so much, very much appreciate it. I cannot say it enough because you are internet radio talk show host, BTR host, whatever the case may be, whatever platform you use, does not mean that life does not happen. There's a lot going on, but I wanted to make sure that this show was on. And I know a lot of you are saying, okay, Ms. Computer Lady, you know the games are on, right? Yes, the games are on. Yes, I do understand. I'm a football fan myself. But these games are on, and guess what? I put it on pause. So if I can put it on pause, guess what? Put the game on pause and get back to it, okay? Get back to it, because I have a wonderful lady who will be speaking about her book, her children's book, and she is actually the third author I have interviewed. Greatly appreciate that. The first one was Mr. Anthony Collins, fellow BTR host and also author. Check the archives for that interview. The second author I had a chance to interview was fellow BTR host, Ms. Rosalind Jennings, Prophetess Rosalind Jennings. That was an awesome interview. Both were awesome interviews. You can check the archive of that. For those of you who are tuned in live, thank you very much. For those of you who will be listening to this show in the archives, thank you. Spread the word around. Support these authors. They need our support. For those of you who would like to call in, the call-in number is 646-727-1542, 646-727-1542. Make sure you press the number 1. I'll bring you in. The other shows, I know they are not on Podomatic, Spreaker, or the other formats of the Miss Computer Lady Show yet, but they will be soon, so don't worry. So within the next couple weeks, wherever on the platform any of the archive shows are not, they will be placed there shortly. And for those of you who are tuned into the Miss Computer Lady Show, you know how I do. Whenever I have a guest, I make sure they get the red carpet treatment. For those of you who are just tuning in to the Miss Computer Lady Show for the first time, I thank you so much, very much for tuning in. And let me show you how things are done. May I present to some and introduce to others, author Miss Crystal Junkins. How are you, lady?
I am great. Thank you for having me.
You are very welcome. And I thank you as well. I know a lot had been going on between the both of us, but I said one way or another, we're going to make it work.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Yes, and great to hear from you, too. As I was mentioning to a lot of people before, I said although we haven't had a chance to meet in person, we met virtually through BTR. So this is Experience J for those of you who I've been telling you about. This is Experience J.
Yes. From the Blog Talk Radio days. Yes, it's been a long time.
Oh, yes, it has been. Again, great to hear from you, too. And actually, I don't know if you want to do this or not. I was telling everybody we're going to wing this because there's a lot going on, but I said, hey, we can do impromptus as well. I believe you have a caller. You want to take the caller real quick?
Okay, that's fine.
All right, let's see who this is, and thank you for tuning in to the Miss Computer Lady Show. Caller from the 240, you're with Miss Crystal Junkins, the author, and Miss Computer Lady. How you doing? Hello, caller from the 240? Okay, they're probably just listening. Well, thank you for tuning in. When you're ready to call, when you're ready to talk, rather, press number one, I'll bring you in. But just give me about a few minutes because we need to talk with the author and about her book. And the book is entitled again?
Onyx McFly Saves the Day.
Okay. A lot of authors, they have their specialties. I guess your specialty is with a children's book. So why did you go in that direction?
Well, I've published books before, but this is my very first children's book, and I actually work in education. So I just noticed the disparity between, you know, children of color as far as books are concerned. Like, they can't look into a book and really see themselves from what I was noticing. And so I wanted to write something that they would be able to relate to. They could look in the book and be like, wow, you know, I look like her, you know what I'm saying? And it just made me have that urge. Like, for years, coworkers and friends have you know, encouraged me to go into writing children's books. But I was just like, no, it's not really something I want to do. You know, I work with children, so, you know, it was just like I do my thing that way. But after a while of just seeing it, seeing the same things in these books and there's no diversity, really. It just made me like, okay, I'm going to write a book specially for, you know, our kids.
And I, although I didn't get a chance to go further into checking out the book like I wanted, I have noticed how you did the cover, which is very beautiful. I commend
you
for having the cover done that way.
Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted something that really stood out, something different. Like I said, I wanted something that people, you can't just see anywhere and that our children can look and just be like, wow, I want to be like Onyx. I want to, you know, I want to know more about Onyx.
Okay, so when anybody purchases your book, they will relate to the character Onyx and... what is Onyx about?
I definitely hope that they will relate to her. She's an 8-year-old girl, and she goes on tons of adventures. So this first book, because this is number one of a series that I plan to release, in this first book, Onyx McFly Saves the Day, she it's a story about how she's always wanted to be a real-life superhero. Well, in the book, she goes through a situation where she actually gets to live out her dreams because a real life situation happens. And so she has to kind of roll up her sleeves and help save the day.
Okay. We don't want to give too much away. All the books.
No, that's why. Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little bit, not much. I'll call it from the 240. Oh, I see you. I'll get to you shortly. No, no, just a little bit. If you want to find out more, you're going to have to purchase the book. Purchase the book. Okay. The other thing you mentioned there were other books you've written. What are the titles of some of the other books that you've written?
Well, under the name Experience J, which you know me by, I wrote Tomorrow's Seduction, Kiss of Death with my co-author, Warsan. And I've also written a book of poetry, which, you know, poetry is my first love. So that was my very first book. And that's called Unbarred, My Neo-Hip-Hop Soul. And both books are very close to me. But the reason why I published Onyx McFly under Crystal Judkins instead of Experience J is because I feel like that's a different side of me, you know. So I wanted to keep keep those things separate.
Right, understandable. And
right.
Also bring forth the fact, I should say, that, you know, there are those of us who know you as the Experience J spoken word poetry guy.
Right.
Where,
right.
as you said, keep that separate. When it comes to the children's book, no. We're going to do it this way.
Right, yeah, definitely. And it's the good part about it is that I introduce a new, you know, bring in a new audience. So those who know Experience J, they already, for them, it's like, okay, just book number three. But for people who don't know me as Experience J, they can meet Crystal Judkins and still the same, you know, just, you know, get to know her as an author as well, and a different side of things, because I'll be using my name, my legal name, for my children's books, just so, you know, it's a totally different vibe, a different essence, and all of that.
Okay. Anybody who would like to call in to speak to author Crystal Judkins, call in number 646-727-1542. Again, 646-727-1542. When you're ready to speak, press the number one. Thank you for hanging on. And let me bring this person in. Caller from the 240. You are with author Crystal Judkins and Miss Computer Lady. How you doing?
Hello. How are you? I just want to commend Crystal on the book Onyx McFly Saves the Day. I actually work for a nonprofit organization, and we're hosting a holistic youth summit next Saturday, the 29th. And we have invited her. I was so impressed when I read the book. We invited her to do a book reading at our Holistic Youth Summit. And we're reaching out from ages 6 until 18. It's going to be at Suitland High School, and it's completely free for children ages 6 to 18. But what I want to say is I'm so proud of her. The book is actually beautifully illustrated, and I like how she gives reference to a lot of our Black women that have been in our history and have made an impact on us as Black women. So I just want to commend her. The book is a wonderful book, and I'm so proud to have her at our Holistic Youth Summit on Saturday.
Thank you so
much. Congratulations, lady.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, congratulations, lady.
Thank you. I'm excited about that event. I was actually going to shout it out at the end also. I'm excited about it because it's going to be a variety of ages and everything, and just a wide spectrum of different people who can, you know, just relate to the book. And not only that, you know, because it's not a selling thing or anything like that. I'm just there to read and just connect with the kids, because really that's what it's all about.
Right, exactly, and that's why we do what we do. It's absolutely free. They're going to have breakfast and lunch, and we're going to have a host of activities. But I'm really excited about Crystal being there. I was at her birthday party and just happened to come across the book, and I was so impressed with the book, I actually called her and invited her to the summit. So I'm looking forward to seeing her and working with her and doing amazing things together.
Thank you.
All right, And thank you for mentioning this event. When is it? Where is it? Where can they call you in case there's any information that they need to ask?
Well, it's at Suitland High School, and it's on Saturday, October the 29th, from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. It's totally free for the children. And they can access our website at www.pathtogreatness.org. And there's a place on there where you can register for the summit. And we also are looking for volunteers if anyone is interested in helping us with chaperoning for the summit as well.
Okay. I'm putting it in for those who are wondering. Yes, I do have the chat room open. I'm putting the link in the chat
room
now.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. Again, the link again, www.pathtogreatness.org, and that's T-O, not the number two, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. I want to double check to make sure. So for all the information that you need, again, make sure you go to www.pathtogreatness.org starting at 9 a.m., you said?
Yes, ma'am, 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m.
To 3:30 p.m. where it is. And, oh, that's Eastern Standard Time, in case you're coming from a different time zone. Let me make sure
right.
I make that clear. So all the information you need, and make sure that when you meet Miss Duncan's, you let her know that, hey, I heard about you on the Miss Computer Lady show.
Yes.
Make sure. And also, again, as mentioned before, support. Support is greatly needed. Support will be greatly appreciated. We need to, as I mentioned before, support our authors. I cannot stress that enough. And any events where our authors are, make sure you show out in great numbers. And I want to make sure that was mentioned. So, again, I thank you very much for tuning into the Miss Computer Lady Show. Make sure you spread the word and greatly appreciate it. This information that I just mentioned will be part of the archives. Make sure you let them know to download this show. The show is downloadable, and pass it on so that everyone will know about this event. All right, Crystal, are there any other events you going to be a part of forthcoming?
Well, there are a ton of events, but I don't have that list to go down the list. But I have I have a good friend who has an event coming up in Virginia, and she's also a small business owner, and it's called the Under the Sea Paint and Pose. It's on Saturday, November 19th, from 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. to 4:30, and from 5 p.m. to 7:30, and that is at Fairhaven Community Center, 2409 Fort Drive in Alexandria, Virginia. And basically, like, she has so much going on. It's called Glitz Glam Parties, LLC, and they do parties for girls of all ages. And I'm just a big fan of hers and a big fan of what she's doing for young girls. And everything that I'm doing ties into what she's doing. So I just really want to support her as well.
Thank you for letting us know that. Again, when you download the archive of the show, make sure you pass it on to everyone so that they'll have the information in regards to this. The archive of the show will also be available on iTunes, on Podomatic, on Spreaker, parts of it on Instagram. You can also check the Miss Computer Lady Show on Twitter. And let's see, your links, Crystal, if anybody would like to purchase your book, you out on Facebook, or where can they find you?
Okay, well, Onyx Pixelar Saves the Day is available on Amazon. You just go to the search link and put Onyx Pixelar Saves the Day. It should pop up. You can also find us on Facebook, / Onyx Pixelar. On Twitter, it's also Onyx McFly, and Instagram is also Onyx McFly. So it's very easy to locate. Just put in, if you just type in Onyx McFly, it's in the button here, it'll pop up. And that is also available on Kindle, Nook, Smashwords. So just about anything that you want, or any place that you shop, you can get this book. So please just support and continue to spread the word. I love the support, and I appreciate it so much. Like, this book has done great things so far, and it's just so encouraging because, you know, it's something I never really expected. So I'm just thankful for everybody who has been supporting and every share, every like. I just really appreciate it.
Okay, everybody, you've heard where the book can be purchased, and this information will also be made available for next week, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And I wanted to do my part as far as interviewing her, as, you know, into making sure that that information is known. So make sure you purchase the book on Amazon, Nook, Kindle. Check it out on Facebook, facebook.com/ Onyx McFly. And also, where else can they purchase the book again?
Barnes & Noble, online. Just about anywhere.
Okay.
You type it in, it'll come up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And make sure to check her out next week, too. Before we end, this lady knows how the internet radio talk show goes, and as far as if different shows have different themes, since mine is in regards to computers and technology, she knows that's about to come up. So here we go. When it came to you getting the book together, checking out as far as the cover that needs to be done, those moments where it's like, I need to get away from this laptop, but I got to do what I got to do and everything else. Was mm-hmm. it a challenge for you for this book, or did the computers and technology help you out, or what?
Technology was a big part of this, because I actually, like, a lot of people come to me and ask me about my Illustrator, and think I'm just trying to, you know, but I don't know, everything that I connected with her was through the internet and the computer. So, you know, that was a big part of what I did, down to the illustrations, the, you know, getting everything together, formatting, and I do a lot of it myself. So that was another challenge. So there were days where I was just like, okay, because my computer is sometimes – it acts funny, and it's hanging on the thread. So some days I just had to step back and say, okay, I'll come back to this. But because I already knew the direction I wanted to go in with the book, once I did get everything together, it kind of just flowed, and it didn't take me long at all.
All right, good. I'm glad it worked out for you, and I, as you know, wish you success and continued success with this book, with your other writings as well, and also with this event coming up next week.
Yes, thank you so much.
You are welcome. Where can they contact you again?
I can be contacted if you have any publishing or anything like that. I also offer services for new authors who want to get their story out there. Just email me at X, she writes, that's the letter X, SHEWRITES @gmail.com for that. And all other inquiries regarding Onyx McFly, you can email me at onyxmcfly@gmail.com.
Okay, let me see, since the concentration's on Onyx McFly, let me get that one. Let's see,
okay.
Gmail. I'm putting that in the chat room as well. So for any information, onyxmcfly@gmail.com. Email in regards
yep.
to your question to the book.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And also, would this be a good email as well prior to the event on the 29th?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm still directing to www.pastthegreatness.org, because that's the event you will be at next week.
Next
so
Saturday.
Either
yeah.
one of those, next Saturday. Okay, so either of those mm-hmm. ladies and gentlemen, you can contact Ms. Junkins that way. Again, onyxmcfly@gmail.com, or you can also, again, go to www.pathtogreatness.org, and I need to, and I forgot to do this.
And you can click on to events.
Mm-hmm.
Click on to events, and the screen will drop down, and click on to Holistic Youth Summit and scroll down to the bottom. there's an application if you want to be a participant for the summit, as well as there's also a place for an application for volunteers, and we're still looking for volunteers.
Okay, yeah, thank you for letting us know that. So
you're welcome.
You cannot say you don't have where to check out the event. I forgot to add in the chat room, but I'll mention it again. You've got onyxmcfly@gmail.com. You got facebook.com/onyxmcfly. You got www.pathtogreatness.org. Make sure you check those out. You also have this soon-to-be archive. Give it about, I think, about probably 10 to 20 minutes, probably less than that, for it to do what it's got to do of the Miss Computer Lady show. And I don't know if you have, before we wrap this up, I don't know if you have like a Periscope or an Instagram or I don't know if you do Facebook Live sometimes or whatever, but do you have like a Periscope or an Instagram, or I know you mentioned Twitter and Facebook.
Well, the Instagram specifically for Anthony Fly is just at Rick Fly. I have one separately for Experience J, and that's just Experience JAY on both Twitter and Periscope. So you can reach me a ton of ways, but if it's relating to Onyx McFly, just type in Onyx McFly on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and you'll locate me either way.
Okay. Well, lady, I wish you much success. I'm wishing you success for this event next week. Success on your book. Anybody who would like to buy her other books and your other events as well. I'm again wishing you the best. And make sure you take
so much for having me. I really appreciate it. I know it was a long time coming, but we finally got it together.
Yes, it was finally coming together. Again, guest, let's see, 391, thank you very much. You're going to have to check the archives, guest 391, because we are about to end this right now. So, again, lady, you take care. And also to the caller from 240, thank you for tuning in. Greatly appreciate you.
Thank you. Nice speaking with all of you. Have a wonderful day today.
All right, you too. Everybody do the same. Have a wonderful day. Ms. Junkins, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Everybody, thank you for tuning in to the Miss Computer Lady Show, WMCL. Had a wonderful interview with author Crystal Junkins. Make sure you purchase the book, Onyx McFly, It Saves the Day, Barnes & Noble online, Kindle, Nook. Check out Facebook. Also go to pathofgreatness.org. She'll be there next Saturday. Also tune into the Miss Computer Lady Show, WMCL, Periscope, Instagram, and all of that. DJ Big Trav will be in the building. Look for that soon. Also, Your Computer Needs are Tulio LLC, yourcomputerneeds.net. Make sure you check out the site for all the specials for the last week of October. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Miss Computer Lady Show, WMCL. For all you football fans, okay, you can take it off the pause button now. But other than that, everybody, make sure you have a wonderful day. Spread the word. Check out the archive. Download the archive, pass it along, spread the word. Make sure you support next Saturday. And everyone, as I always say, make sure you keep it locked in and make sure you learned a lot. And make sure you also check out yourcomputerneeds.net for all your computer and training needs. I love you all. Take care. Bye-bye.